Sorensen's friends called her Ginny. Sandra Mason says she made an impression.
Ginny was a force to be reckoned with.
One of Mason's earliest memories is being picked up from nursery school by Sorensen when her own mother couldn't make it. The two families were close for decades, even going on vacations together. Today, Mason's mom, Rachel, has dementia. After Sorensen's death was reported, she and her mom's pastor broke the news. It took Rachel a little while to understand.
After the pastor had left, I stayed with her and we talked for a bit, and all of a sudden I think it did hit her. She started crying and she started getting choked up, and she's like, Ginny was not supposed to go before me.
An online fundraising page from Sorensen's family called her a caregiver through and through. She was 79. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.